Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
7:03 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Good morning. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass.
Can I be referred to as the trivia king, throwback trivia king, Bo Morgan from now on? That's my 3-game winning streak.
Wow. I mean, if we're going to call Mike Dirty Mike.
Yeah. Well, he's earning that nickname today.
Did you hear, like, when I was up, so he's on a 4-game winning streak.
Yeah.
When I was up 10-8. Did I say anything like that?
This is the difference between the two of you. And this is why this show works.
That's such a good point.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out today. The Hawks beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 133-100. They're going to play the Jazz tonight. Pregame is at 8:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Very nice. Tip is set for 9. Jets are in Foxborough tonight to take on the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Giants announced yesterday that they're going to start Jameis Winston this Sunday at QB instead of Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart remains in concussion protocol. And the Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. underwent surgery for appendicitis. Will be out this week, maybe longer. And each week, Dukes and Bell, they get to talk with Raheem Morris exclusively up at Flowery Branch. And man, sometimes we get some inside information. That happened yesterday when they asked about Darnell Mooney.
You're missing this point.
Okay.
Right. Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like, first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you're going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games, right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it, right? So that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us. And what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start, right? Then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring. So now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing. It's still limited. Still things is happening. Just like we're talking about how you listed, how all the things we got going on out there. And, like, when he'll get going, he'll get going. And I think we're close to him getting going, right? Some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But, like, I think those are the things you got to work through, those things you got to fight through, you know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
Yeah, and, you know, part of what was, for some reason, not in there in that cut that he said, I guess it was his long cut that he said that he had broke his collarbone in training camp on the first day, which is what you were referring to, kind of the breaking news out of that. You hear things here and there when you're close to organizations, but if you look at the timeline that he missed, he got hurt day one. He went down day one of training camp.
We were all standing right there.
He was gone. Training camp is what, Mike? You got 2 weeks, then you play a game, and then you have basically three games, and then you have an off week completely, another week that leads into the first game, and then he played in week two.
Yeah.
So if you do the math, it was, if you had really started putting things together and kind of did some math, you would have known it was something serious like that. The other thing is that we need to remember one thing about what training camp is. They don't have to tell you anything about the injuries. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And they probably didn't on purpose, because you don't want that being targeted when he comes back. You know, you don't want, you know, like, don't think this isn't a league that doesn't, and Mikey, you talk about it way better than me, that if they know something's ailing you, they're going to try to exploit it. And when, well, how do you exploit a receiver? Well, you tackle him a certain way. You make him feel it. So they didn't have to talk about it, so they didn't. And it comes out. I do think that's some of it, but at this point, we're this far in the season, and they're not in. What was the off? Yeah, they didn't work together at all in the off season.
I'm not buying it at all.
They didn't work at all together in the off season. Get on the same page.
I'm going to be 100% honest, and I love when we're all 100% honest in here. That to me, that he's falling flat. I'm not. We've talked about this before. I don't right now would not fire Raheem, but that's a complete. That's a ridiculous statement to make with the way things have looked on that field. That's absurd. We're halfway through the season. He missed a couple of games because of hamstring, and he missed training camp because of collarbone. That doesn't mean that if you've targeted him eight times, that he has one catch. I'm sorry. That's absurd. Maybe there are certain players that have to work their way back in, but that is an offensive system or Michael Penix problem if it's just taking that freaking long to get the guy up to speed. He's a wide receiver that had a shoulder injury.
I think what I would say...
That's absurd to me.
What I would say is, where was the offseason work? Did these guys not talk at all during the offseason? Did Dart... Michael Penix is now the leader of the team.
Yes.
Takes over after... And we knew it going into the offseason. So did Penix not reach out and say, yeah, man, let's like... We know he did with Pitts, right? They talked about it. Kyle Pitts talked about it. They played golf together, and they started working out together. So he didn't – him and Darnell Mooney had no interaction. None. None during the – they didn't work together at all. How did – they – I'm – that's where I'm confused on it is it, do I buy what Raheem's telling me? No. Do I think – do I know what Raheem's doing? Yeah. I think he's trying to cover for his players, both of which are going to be here next year. If he's here, they're going to be here too.
Yeah,
but the reality is I don't buy that why they couldn't work together.
Not only do I not buy it, but I think it almost feels like a slap in the face, if I'm being real. It feels like it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. There is nothing about what we've seen on the field with Darnell Mooney that leads me to believe, well, it's just a timing issue. He caught a ball 4 yards out of bound last week. I mean, like, this whole thing, like I said, I have sat here and I've talked about Raheem. I don't believe Raheem is fired. I still believe Raheem can lead this team in a good direction. But there's a difference to me in coach speak and making excuses. What he just did was make an excuse.
Yeah.
He made an excuse. If you don't want to talk about it, well, you know, that's something we got to get better. I actually don't mind the coach speak where it's like, hey, we're all working that direction. We're all you know, coming out every day and we're grinding. We're not worried about the last 4 games. We're worried about getting better. All that's fine. But don't get on with Carl and Mike and just say, well, you know, it's just not fair to him. They missed training camp. Well, and then you come back and you pull a hamstring. That's ridiculous to me. I got smoke coming to my ears just listening to it. That's infuriating because that to me is talking down that we don't – that our eyeballs are lying to us with what we've seen on the field.
It feels like there feels like a disconnection between teammates between those two. And as a guy that's been around the game, and as a fan, because I've been both, and I still am both. I need in during defensive possessions during a game, if there is something going on like there was clearly is with them, I need those guys talking. See, that's the other problem. Like, I need Penix and Darnell talking. I would rather have that than they go to their respective sides of the bench, which is what receivers are over here,
yeah,
and offensive line's over here, and a quarterback, and maybe the other quarterback sometimes, and they're over there. Like, to go over there and talk and be like, hey, I need you. He does it with Kyle. Where is the disconnect between him? There's a disconnect between him and Darnell, and it's not just running routes and throwing. He feels close enough to have it. We talked about the conversation he had with Kyle when he didn't get the check. He feels close to that with Kyle. Why is that relationship not there with him, he and Darnell?
I don't know. There's just such a heightened level right now because of the couple clips that we have played today of dysfunctionality offensively. I don't know if it's coach to coach, coach to player. TJ Yates, the wide receiver. DJ Williams to, you know, Zach Robinson. I don't know. But, like, these answers that continue to come out are just ridiculous to me. It's just it blows my mind.
Well, and I don't want to add fuel to the fire, but there is a theme of disconnect that came out of yesterday, because earlier we were talking about Michael Penix. He had a quote in the presser yesterday talking about who he talks to on and off the field. He mentioned his fiance and some old coaches from high school and college. Now, Raheem talked to the media yesterday as well, and he said he's constantly communicating with Penix.
I think the first time he's actually got a chance to show you guys some real vulnerability was probably last week. You know, he comes out, he's always accountable, he does all those things, but I tell him all the time, it's our job to help him as well, from the other player standpoint, from the coach's standpoint, from all of us. So, you know, realistically, when the thoughts happen before you even talk to Michael, those conversations are had amongst our leadership group, amongst our coaching staff, amongst our players, with our players, and after that with the players. And, like, I think those are the most important moments. So, like, the first time you have it, it's just ongoing, right? Like, where communication lacks, negativity fills the void. And I want to make sure that never happens with our quarterback or with anybody. So, like, the constant communication, being able to help him throughout the process of everything, of growing in this league, is something I want to be helping with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
I believe that Raheem is talking to Penix because I'm in certain situations. I get to see stuff, and so I believe he's talking to him now. Again, not necessarily in a game, like constant conversation. That's really Zach. If Zach's down there and DJ Williams is down there, that's their job to be talking to him, and maybe to some point, maybe, you know, TJ, but. I still am just baffled by Penix's answer and how much he understood. And I've seen people that were reporters that were there that saying some of the quotes are coming off of Penix's answer are mischaracterized. I don't know. That's the most baffling. To me, it's way more baffling than the Raheem Darnell thing. I know what Raheem's doing with Darnell, Mike. I have no freaking clue what Penix was trying to say with his.
Yeah, and that's really what it all comes down to. And this is why I've been on the show, on the record, the last 3-4 weeks talking about Zach Robinson's job. I don't know that you fired Zach Robinson midseason, but one of the things that we always bring up, and I talk about this all the time, Zach Robinson just hasn't been a coach for very long. And when you have been a coach for 20 years or whatever it is, some of these veteran coaches, these offensive coaches, you can step into situations and go, well, this is how I dealt with it last time. This is how I dealt with it 5 years ago when I was, you know, when I was playing with this quarterback or when I was coaching this guy. This is the dynamic you have to have. It just seems like a lot of the people involved, you got a rookie quarterback, you got Darnell coming off an injury, you got Zach Robinson doesn't seem to have answers. DJ Williams, evidently, maybe he's not talking to Michael Penix. I do believe that Raheem and Michael Penix have a good relationship. I think that they realize that they're tied to one another at this point. But sometimes it's what you don't know that gets you killed in this industry. And if Zach Robinson doesn't know how to deal with some of these things, if he doesn't know how to counterpunch, if he doesn't know how to communicate things between wide receivers and quarterbacks, then it's not a good thing. And I don't know at what point you rip the Band-Aid off, but it's headed towards a bad and messy divorce here very, very quickly if they don't get things corrected.
We're going to keep this conversation going throughout the show. If you want to weigh in, you can reach us on Twitter at 929MorningShift. And coming up, look, I've taken a few shots for improv in high school, my flute playing. Well, an NFL player is making musical theater cool. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.